Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, and what? Come warm yourself by the hot stove. It is a delight to bring in our guy, Ron Coomer. Coom's Dog, we miss you, buddy.
Morning, Ron.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
It is a delight.
Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you, pal.
Yeah.
Right back at you. And don't you have a feeling it's going to be a good year? Don't you feel pretty positive about things? That's why the start of the baseball season, the impending spring training weeks away now, although we could probably call it a month. It's just wonderful. It's a great time of year.
It is. It really is. And you know, I've been listening all week. I've been in town for, since I think last Saturday. And, you know, with all that's been going on, I do. I really do. I think there's a lot of guys that are probably have a little chip on their shoulder from last year. I think there's some guys that came to the Cubs last year that things didn't work out all that well and want to prove that they can play and play at a real high level. So I really think there's going to be a little different look to the Chicago Cubs this year. I really do.
You know, Ron, one of those guys might be Joe Maddon. You know, we talked about, you talk about chip on your shoulder. We had a question at 5-5 whether or not Joe feels or will feel a little disrespected going into this season because you look around and new pitching coach, new hitting coach, no new contract, and the words and the praise of Joe has been somewhat qualified. If you had to guess on what Joe Maddon's mindset is, knowing him as you do, heading into this spring training or heading into this weekend, heading into this season, what would it be?
Well, it's a good question, David. I would say, I don't know if disrespected, because he knows the game, and I do believe him and Theo have a very good relationship, just from being around both of them so much, but both of them together. But I would bet he's probably going into this year a little disappointed that he didn't have an extension. But with that being said, he knows the business, and he's probably ready to go, okay, 95 games, 95 wins wasn't enough. We do need to get back deep into the playoffs and maybe the World Series. So I'm sure Joe is going to be a little bit different this year. And, you know, it's obvious he said it a bunch of times that he's going to be a lot more involved in the coaching aspect of our team this year. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, Joe's a really confident guy, and rightfully so, because of what his track record is. So I anticipate a good year and an upbeat year once again from Joe.
Who do you think will make the biggest jump here from one year to the next? I mean, we saw before the season began, we talked about various candidates for an MVP award. And it ends up that that Baez ends up being the guy that is second in voting for MVP and had a real breakthrough season for him. You know, Wilson Contreras was a little bit of a disappointment last year, considering how people were talking about him before the year began. Is there anybody in particular that jumps out at you as someone that's really going to have a bounce back?
I hope. I don't know this guy like I know the other guys on our team, but I hope, Mikey, that it's Darvish.
Yes.
I really do. If it's Darvish, you're talking about a Cubs team that could be dominant all year. You know, and the rotation could be extremely, just really good. I think the guy you just brought up, too, I think Contreras. I would bet Willie is a little embarrassed in the way things went the second half of the year. You know, you have such a great first half, And then you have, you know, the exact opposite in the second half. You know, you make the All-Star team, and then, you know, things just don't, you know, he just didn't make any adjustments. And I really believe he was tired in the second half of the season. I think mentally, physically, he started, you know, snapping a lot more in the dugout and, you know, breaking the bats and all that. And, you know, when you're staying that frustrated for a long period of time and you can't let things go, it takes a lot of your mental energy, and I think that's what happened to him.
You know, Ron, yesterday Joe Maddon had to kind of dismiss and discard a report out of New York that suggested that, Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryan objected to Chili Davis and wanted him out, and that was one of the reasons that led to his departure. You know, whatever led to this departure, there's a new hitting coach, Anthony Iaposi, in town, and it's going back to, sounds like, the launch angle emphasis and some things that, you know, it's not a fad, as Theo Epstein, I think, said. What are your thoughts on what the Cubs' approach to hitting is? Yeah, I know that's something you watch very closely every single day, and what this change might mean for guys like Rizzo, like Bryant, like anyone else.
Oh, I don't know about Anthony and KB, to be honest with you. I don't about them having, you know, a major impact on Chili being gone. I'll say this about Chili: I've known him a really long time, and he's an excellent hitting coach. And he was going into the season looking at deficiencies that the Cubs offense had. And that was not being able to put the ball in play against quality pitching and not being able to situational hit when you needed it. And what you were looking at from the season before was playoffs. When the Cubs faced dominant pitching, they were punching out all the time. And that was a problem. So that's what he addressed. I did hear that maybe the message wasn't exactly the same, and the guys were pretty used to John Maley. So Chili played in the game a long time and had a lot of success. So the one thing I will say now, this launch angle thing, I think it's way overblown. I really do. I'm just not a fan of everybody talking about this. I just don't think that's what hitting is. For Chris Bryant, hit the ball in the air because he got a great chance of it landing in the seats. For a guy last year like Tommy Westella, do you want to hit the ball in the air all the time? I don't think so. So I think when you talk about this, you gotta actually put this on certain hitters, right? I mean, some guys need to hit the ball in the air. Other guys, maybe not. But now with all of this that's gone on, now it's I love the comment that Theo made, that it's all about production now. All the young guys, it's about production and it's about winning. And, you know, no matter who's the coach, you know, it's accountability time. And that's the bottom line to the Cubs offense. Everybody's going to be accountable this year to the production side, not just being a prospect.
Are you surprised at all that Harper and Machado are not signed, that the free agent market – that we were all looking forward to. I think a year ago at the convention, Tom was asked why there wasn't a lot of signings in free agency at that point, and he said that people might be wanting to kind of hold their powder waiting for next year. Well, hasn't happened yet. It's getting late in free agency. I mean, not as late as last year, but it's still, these are two really good players.
Yeah, especially Harper. I'm shocked that somebody hasn't just said, you know what, we're going to throw all our chips in and let's just make the big offer and, you know, and let's go at it. But you know, the other thing too, you gotta think about Harper last year, you know, for 2/3 of the year, was he hitting 230? You know, so, and then Machado's playoffs weren't exactly, you know, something that you want to write home about, you know, kicking guys at first base and not hustling and comments and, you know, there's been a lot of free agents, you know, not a lot, but there's been some in the last 5, 6, 7 years that you signed to these big deals and it hasn't worked out. So, and there's been injury. So I can understand where teams, you know, to do that $300 million deal are a little reluctant.
Ron, how do you view the division in the context of the Cardinals improving, the Brewers improving? Look at the Reds, what they've done, and how inactive the Cubs have been. Has it changed your opinion on who the favorites are heading into spring training?
No, I think the Cubs are the favorite. I think when you look at the rotation, very good. I still believe Theo's got probably at least a couple moves left before we start throwing baseballs in Arizona, and I believe that's going to be in the bullpen. They still got some shoring up to do down there. But the rotation's good. I really think some of these young hitters, I'm not looking at, KB's going to have a good year. He's going to be healthy. I think mentally he's been extremely successful his whole life, and last year he went through some disappointing times and failure for the first time. He's going to have a big year. I really believe it. But it's the Ian Happs and Schwarbs and some of these guys, you know, the young guys, Contreras, that I do believe will also have some big years. So I think the Cubs are the favorite. But boy, the Cardinals look good now. That first baseman the Cardinals signed, that's a good player, man.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be right there with in the division now, where the last couple of years they just weren't.
All righty. Thanks so much, Ron. Great catching
Enjoy
up with
the
you.
Weekend,
Enjoy
Ron.
The weekend, yeah.
We will see you at the convention, right, boys? Are you guys going to be down there?
Oh, we'll definitely be stopping by.
All right.
All right,
Sounds
buddy.
Good.
See you,
Great.
Ron.
See you, Ron.
That is our guy, Ron Coomer. Always a joy to talk to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.